Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Green. This is Rivers in the Desert Ministry. And once again, this is the profitable online ministry. Profitable because God is profitable. Our Father is profitable. Everything He does is profitable. His thoughts towards you are thoughts of love, thoughts of prosperity, thoughts of mercy, thoughts of forgiveness, thoughts of reconciliation, putting us back where we need to be in Him. We are in the Lord, in the Lord's day. Thank the Lord for another great day. If you love the Lord, let Him know you love Him. If you love your wife, let her know. If you love your husband, let her know. Tell your children that you love them. Tell your neighbor you love them. Let the Lord's love just emanate from the middle of who you are. I'm going to play some music. This is such a great day to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. Walk in knowing that you've been covered and forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. This is going to bless you. This is Andre Crouch to the disciples you gave to me. Amen. Amen. That was Andre Crouch and the disciples you gave to me. Did it because He wanted to. While we were yet sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. That encompasses every area of our existence. While Wow means while something is taking place. That means present tense. Wow. Were means past tense. Yet is to come. Yet to come. Salvation, this great salvation that God has provided us. And as I was mentioning, there's a change going on. If you notice nowadays, when you for those of you that watch TV, I watch TV, and I noticed that if you notice what's considered acceptable as swearing has changed. What's considered swearing and what's considered offensive nowadays is what is not socially acceptable, and the social consciousness has degraded to such a degree that you can't go on the air and use the N word. That it's a new word now. It's the N word. And I remember when we was growing up, it was that wasn't considered a swear word. But now what was considered a swear word was to use God's name in vain. That was considered swearing. Nowadays, in society, it's considered swearing and very offensive to use those terms, but yet still you can use God's name in vain, and that's, you'll see that being used on what they call PG-rated television shows. It's really strange, but, Isaiah tells us about these days. Isaiah 60 and verse 2 says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." This is the time that we're in right now. God is making himself more and more discernible. The nature of Jesus Christ, his holy nature, this new name that he's placed on you, this nature that he's placed inside of you, a nature that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, a nature that hungers and thirsts after holiness, a nature that wants to extend mercy and forgiveness to all of creation. This nature inside of you that God has created, a new creature inside of you, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he began this work inside of you. He began this work of salvation. He began a work of everything that happens to you draws you closer to God. Everything, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. Rest assured, God is able to complete everything that he started, and he has started a great work in you. And I want you to be blessed today. Amen. Be blessed.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf that if he would be there for you. I want you to leave. Don't live life in distress. Just let go, let God. He'll work it out for you. never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there.
Isaiah said, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee." The Lord shall arise upon you and his glory is going to be seen upon you. This is the time for the greater works. Greater works in the kingdom means greater love. So that, behold, the darkness is coming. And what is the darkness? The darkness that is coming is sadness, wickedness, ignorance, misery, adversity. God is causing a famine. The one that made the ears is causing a famine of hearing the word of God to take place in the earth today. And he says in Amos, he says 8:11 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land," not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Isn't that something? A famine of hearing the words of the Lord. And I think one of the scriptures says that the days are coming when men and women will not withstand sound doctrine, but heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears. We speak as the oracles of God. When you speak, listen to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost tell you what to say. Listen to God give you the words to say for the time. Sometimes you may not even understand what you're telling somebody. But yet and still, you can sense in the Spirit that someone is being fed by what you're saying. You can sense in the Spirit someone is growing. Someone is being made free because it's the Christ that is being fed. It's the Christ that's causing the anointing of God to begin to flow. He is the substance of all things. I'm going to read Psalms 48 for you, and I know you can read it, but I want to bring this to your attention, and I want you to be blessed, and then we're going to move on to another segment, okay? The great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Now, where is this mountain? Don't you know it? The Lord says, know ye not that the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. So we're looking at the wrong thing when we consider. I was listening to a broadcast, and this young man was quoting scripture, and he was talking about the prosperity and the joy and the oil and the wine. And he was saying that equated to money. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness. It is the presence of God. It is the acceptance of God. It's knowing your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's knowing that the Lord sits on the throne of your heart, on the right hand of God. The Lord God Almighty is the mercy seat. He is the sacrifice. He is the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. Only his blood is fit. Only his blood is able to wash away all sin. And believe it, his blood is able to purify this whole world and worlds to come. Oh, the power of God. When we think about who else can take a lump of dirt and make a man. And then after he made the man, reach inside and take out one of the ribs and then make a woman. Who else can do that? Who else can make all the beautiful stars that we see at night and the comets and the meteors flashing that we see at night? Worlds upon worlds, oh, the greatness of God. Our minds are not even able to comprehend. Not just the glory of God, but our minds aren't even able to comprehend who we are. Eye hath not seen, nor ear hath heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. We're not even able to comprehend, but we can receive it and know it and possess it in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost is my prayer for you today. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Where is this palace at? Where is this Mount Zion? Where is the city of the great king? You are the palace of the great king. God is known inside of you for a refuge, for a hiding place, for a defense. The Lord God, he's a buckler. For lo, the kings were assembled, and they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, and pain as of a woman in travail. And you have to see this scripture and understand how it applies to the time that we're in right now, the end days. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. The ships of Tarshish refers to the ability to jump in something and move away from what God had said to do. This is what Jonah did. Jonah fled to Tarshish. Paul was from Tarshish. No longer. The ships are broken with an east wind. The Lord God Almighty comes from the east. His coming, the brightness of his coming, the brightness of his coming makes him the situation. The Lord God, is he removes all other situation. He becomes your situation. What shall you do with Christ? Who is Jesus Christ to me is the question. That's the situation. Beautiful for situation, who the Lord Jesus Christ is to me. He's my everything. He's my all in all. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's the lover of my soul. He fills me with his spirit. He walks with me. He talks with me. He encourages me. He keeps me in every step that I take, and he does the same for you. He has set you apart, and he has called you to begin a move toward hearing him on the inside of you, no longer needing to trust in the doctrines of men and in men's teaching. But the Lord God Almighty will teach you himself about God. You know, that is the burning bush. This broadcast theme is the burning bush. The burning bush. Well, I said the burning bush. Anyway, it is the burning bush. And it is time for us to move into the calling that God has called us into. It is time. It is time to rely only on Jesus Christ. Today, when you hear the Lord's voice, hearken, walk in it. Amen. Let us continue to hear the Lord, and let us continue to be obedient to his voice when we hear him. This obedience don't come from within inside of us. It comes from inside of him who's inside of us. The Lord God is all that we can depend on in this day. They saw it, they marveled, they troubled, they hasted away. Fear took upon them in pain as a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. Salah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of the temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Right, thy right hand is full of righteousness. You know, there's a great message in the right hand of the Lord and in the Lord coming from the east. It, when you study it, especially when you read, I believe it's Ezekiel or Isaiah 14, and you see that on the sides of the north, sitting on the congregation on the sides of the north is what the adversary wanted to do. When you study that and find out that that is where our Savior is, on the sides of the north. God comes from the east. If you're looking, or if you're facing west from the east to your right hand is the north. There is no more room for an adversary in this time that we live in. The only adversary is created by the carnal mind. This is the time of the thousand-year reign that we walk in. Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, won't you reign with him today? See him high and lifted up. See his train filling the temple. In order to do that, though, we have to see the King Uzziah, the earth man. You have to see him dead. You have to see him dead and buried. And Jesus Christ on the throne in your life. And there's no weapon that can be formed against you that can prosper. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of the temple. According to thy name, O God, is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk around Zion and go around her. Tell of her towers. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. The Lord bless you today.
Everybody, whether soothing us with the ballad or driving us to our feet with an up-tempo praise joint, she is one of gospel music's most dynamic vocalists. Please show your love for Grammy Award winner Yolanda Adams.